da 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 da. Thompson. Good morning, listeners. It's time for another cup of coffee with
Thompson.
Thompson. We are in the era of 25,000 listeners now, and boy, are we happy and pleased as punch to say that, and so, so proud. We may even have some more shows coming out for you of a different nature, maybe not with Thompson, maybe just me, perhaps a movie review show. Hockey season's coming up. We may do some broadcasts of the Magic No. 9 Hockey Podcast. Be sure and find a way to get the WGDA radio application for your mobile phone. I know it's available for all iPhones. I don't know if it's available for Droid or not. You may have to inquire. Please hit us up if you have any questions. And hey, we are looking for listener feedback. If there's anything you want to hear Thompson talk about, please find us and let us know, because we certainly do our best to give you all at least 8 minutes of happiness every show. That is the sound of me drinking some lovely Capricorn coffee, dark French roast from 353 10th Street, San Francisco, California. We love the people at Capricorn Coffees. They make a darn nice product. And cut down with a little bit of Three Beans, smoky and deep dark roast, my own special blend. And I'm finishing off my last bit of organic half and half by Clover Organic Farms. And of course, Turbinado Raw Sugar from Malawi. Thank you, Malawi. Thompson has his mouth full with bagel. That's why he's been kind of quiet this beginning of the show. Oh, coffee. Love it. So, are you almost done with your bagel?
Yeah.
So what do you got to say? Good morning, listeners.
Good morning, listeners.
And what's going on with you today, Thompson?
Well, I like to drink milk.
Good job. You like to drink milk. And we already had a discussion about where milk comes from and how that works. Do you know who Louis Pasteur was?
You know what? Milk mixes. You know what milk mixes. You know what milk. You know, milk mixes yogurt. And it's mixed. And you know what? Milk mixes yogurt. And then it mixes half and half.
Yes, those are both mixes of milk. You are correct. Do you know who Louis Pasteur was?
Yeah.
Who was Louis Pasteur?
Louis Pasteur is the, Louis Pasteur is the, he's the Annemite Frank Cook.
The Annemite Frank Cook?
No.
What?
No, fry cook.
He was a fry cook?
Yeah.
You know, actually, that's oddly sort of true. Louis Pasteur figured out that if you heated things to a certain level, you would make them purified. Essentially, what you're doing when you're boiling water or flash boiling something is you bring it to a certain level of temperature, and it kills all the nasty little bugs and bacteria and viruses in the substance. So we use pasteurization to treat our milk, our juice, all sorts of stuff. Pretty much everything you can drink. Because before Pasteur, everybody died from bad waterborne and dairyborne and liquidborne diseases. There were diseases all over the place, like cholera and stuff.
Well, I don't like to drink coffee a lot. I don't like to drink coffee.
Well, no, you're a little young for coffee yet.
I need to be young. And you'd be a little younger to drink coffee.
Yeah. Yeah. What else do you like to drink besides milk?
Well, I like to drink juice, sort of.
What kind of juice?
I like to drink one of those, superfood juices.
You like the superfoods, the green juice with all the stuff in it?
Yeah.
What do you like about them?
I think they're delicious.
Really? Delicious superfoods. Well, I don't have any of those right now, but I suppose we can get some for you at some time. Maybe we should call up the people at the company, see if they'll send us a jug and you can drink it on the air. What do you think of that?
I think that's awesome. Awesome.
Would you endorse the Superfoods products? Do you know what endorse means?
I know what it is. It's a toilet.
That is not an endorsement. A toilet? No, that's not what endorse means. That's practically the opposite of endorse. Tell us a story.
Well, I got a story. I got a story about, the last time the big gray cat ate the big chocolate bunny.
Okay, what happened?
When the bunny hopped over, he saw a big chocolate rabbit. And then, you know what happened?
Did he eat it up?
No. The big gray cat went to creep along. And you know what he did?
What'd he do?
He ate it!
Wow, that was a barn burner. Well, it sort of had a beginning and a middle and an end. I guess you're learning the three-act structure. That's good. Hey, we're almost out of time. Special shout-outs.
Never mind, no shout-outs.
No shout-outs. Well, I got a shout-out. Shout-out to the VFW, Veterans of Foreign Wars. They are running a scholarship competition right now. And you can win. Your kid can win a bunch of money for college. And who doesn't need a little of that? Because believe me, by the time, if your kid is in junior high now, by the time they get to college, it'll be like $4 or $5 million to go to get a degree. So check out their website, www.vfw.org, for scholarship information.